We have things that need to be dealt with, items that need to be attended to, things that need to be struck off the agenda after being dealt with. Then we have to, write a new agenda when we get to the bottom of it, because when you get to the end of the agenda, this is what happens with classically trained office workers nowadays. They get to the bottom of the agenda, and then they see they've done everything, and they don't know what to do next. So instead of taking the initiative and writing a new agenda, you just sit there twiddling their thumbs, playing with their iPhones. They're going la 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 la. This irritates the fuck out of people. People go, why is that fella sitting there twiddling his thumbs going la 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 when he could be writing an agenda? And then someone else will say, because nobody's told him about writing the agenda. He's new here. You have to tell him things. When there's a new person in your office, you have to grab them by the neck and say, hello, I'm going to show you how to do stuff. Like if at any point you run out of stuff to do, come over here and I'll look annoyed for a minute, and then I'll find something for you to do when I'm finished doing whatever I'm doing at that time. And then eventually, of course, you'll settle in and you realise, if you don't mind, I'm going to interrupt myself there. That wasn't going anywhere. That was absolutely ridiculous. It made no sense to anyone whatsoever. That's because I'm out of touch. It's been a while since I worked in an office. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I don't know anything about the outside world anymore. I don't know how anything works. I'm looking out the window at the moment, and quite frankly, it's scaring me. I see a big wall that the cats like to walk around. Goes out there, goes out over towards the next estate, and then there's a footpath, and then there's a big scary main road out there, a couple of hundred yards away, and there's all cars going along it, going from left to right and right to left. Some of them are going to Kilkenny, some of them are coming from Kilkenny, some of them are going to go halfway to Kilkenny and then turn right and go to Port Laoise, some of them are going to go a quarter of the way to Kilkenny and then turn left and go to Carlow. Some of them aren't going to make it at all. They're probably going to stop at some forest somewhere and go in there and have a picnic, which is a bit of an odd thing to do on a Tuesday afternoon in September, if you don't mind me saying so. Today, this week is the week all the schools go back. All the kids in Ireland go back to school. And the teacher say, hello, where have you been for the last 2 months? And then the pupil say, we've been on holiday. We need a holiday from you. We're sick to death of you frigging teachers. And we have to have a break at the end of every year, every academic year. I don't think that's too much to ask, quite frankly, because we're fucking children. We're not slaves like you adults. We still have a bit of a life and a bit of freedom. When we go home now, for the first hour, until our fathers come home, we get to watch whatever channel we want, as long as it doesn't contain porn or anything that's not suitable for children. We're allowed. I could watch 3 episodes of Scooby-Doo in a row if I wanted. In fact, I think I will. That's what I'm going to do when I get home. I'm going to put on Boomerang. I'm going to watch Scooby-Doo like there's no tomorrow. Although, now that you mention it, if there wasn't going to be a tomorrow, I probably wouldn't watch Scooby-Doo. Unless, of course, the whole, it wasn't that it was the end of the world, it's just that there's no tomorrow because they're having an adjustment of the calendar and they're skipping one date to adjust everything in line with the stars or the movement of the earth or something. In which case, it wouldn't really be a big deal at all, so I'd probably still watch Scooby-Doo then. Although, who's to say what would happen if the end of the world happens? We see all these things in films where, the world's about to end and people get all, they go panic, 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 panic. And then there's always one or two, they say, panic, panic, stop panicking, do something about it. And then they get up off their arses and they go and, they go and get into a space shuttle and they go and fight some asteroid. Or else they go and try and intercept the aliens, or they deal with it, whatever whatever is being thrown at the planet at that time, they get up off their arses. And that's what people should do about things. If there's something that's annoying you, you don't just sit there on your arse looking at it and going, oh, that's a bit of a pain, that thing. That stone that's being thrown at me in slow motion, that's annoying me. That's going to hit me now in a couple of minutes. No, you don't do that. You get up off your arse and move out of the way of the stone. And then you go and ring up whoever's in charge of physics and ask them why the stone is travelling so slowly that you're able to get out of the way. Not that you're not grateful that that was the case, but there's probably something that probably needs to be investigated, so don't just sit there and ignore it. If you see an unidentified flying object in the sky, ring up the people who are in charge of identifying flying objects and say, hello, I saw an unidentified flying object. Now, I'm not saying it's an alien craft or anything. I just thought he'd like to know. This sort of stuff keeps you in work. I don't want you to be all unemployed this time tomorrow because I didn't bother reporting this unidentified flying object. Invariably now they'll say, oh, we know what that is. That's not unidentified at all. That's been identified as the sun. That's the sun. Technically, it's not flying at all. We're flying around it at a great speed. But I've been told not to say that to callers because it tends to panic them sometimes if they're the sort of people who ring us up. But oh, thanks very much for reporting it. It was very kind of you. We do appreciate it. We don't want to sound like we don't appreciate it. We want to sound like we do appreciate it. So we put on our most appreciative voice that we can find. It sounds something like this. Hold on a minute. I'll try to do it. You see, the thing about putting on the voice and expressing something in your voice is that we can say whatever words you like as long as the tone is correct. So if I want to sound appreciative, it doesn't matter what words I say as long as I say it in the right tone. So I can say, for example, fuck you very much. Fuck you. Fuck you very much. You see, that doesn't sound rude at all because I said it in an appreciative tone. The caller will just think, oh, I've misunderstood the words. I'm sure you were saying something very nice. I'm very happy now. I'm going to go off about my business. And you go off very happy too because you know you technically you haven't lied. You've just used tone of voice to console the caller without lying to them about how you really feel. Not that your feelings matter. You're a freaking call center operator in a UFO identifying company run by the government. You're not there to feel good. You're there to work. You're there to get up off your arse and do some work, not sit there practicing your voice, for Christ's sake. Usually there's a set of instructions in front of you anyway. There's a little booklet there and it says, hello, here's what to do when the phone rings. Number one, answer it. Press button number two. Look at what line the light is on and pick that line and press that. And then say, hello, welcome to the Unidentified Flying Object Center. That's not to say that the center is unidentified, but we deal with unidentified flying objects. How may I help you today? Or at some future point that you'd like to book in advance. Apologies, we can't help you in the past. Well, how may I help you anyway? And then wait and listen to what the caller says. If the caller asks for X, please go down to paragraph 2 in this instruction. If the caller asks for Y, please go down to paragraph 3. Anyway, it goes on like that. That's what they have in all these call centres that you ring up. They all have set instructions. In other words, they know what to do. Don't worry that you're going to scare them with your question. They have all the answers there in front of them. They just have to read them as they go along. Which may take a while sometimes, but that's the way it is. That's the way the cookie crumbles, as they say. I made cookies a couple of days ago. I made white chocolate chip cookies. I overdid them a bit, but in fairness, it was my first time. I opened the oven several times. They looked underdone, so I left them in, and then when I took them out, they were burnt. Absolutely burnt to a crisp. Not a proper potato crisp, a crappy cookie crisp, which is not what you want, but they're edible anyway. I ate a few of them, and my wife ate a few of them. There's one left down there now, because I was being polite. I don't take the last cookie. I asked her this morning, did she want it in her lunchbox, and she said no. So I've thrown it in the bin now. It's been binned. It's been consigned to the rubbish heap in the interest of diplomacy. I'm not going to eat it, because then she'll come home and say, I'll have that cookie now if you don't mind. And I'll say, oh, I'm afraid I put that in the bin. And then she'll say, why did you do that? That seems an awful waste. All that effort you went to making those cookies, you had to get that bag of powder and mix it with 2 teaspoons of milk and then put it in the oven for 12 minutes. That's an awful lot of effort to go to. And then you just chuck it in the bin a week later. And I'll say, what skin is it off your back? It was me that did all the effort. You just want the cookie, don't you? And then she'll say, I do not want the cookie. They're crap. They're absolutely the worst cookies I've ever tasted in the history of mankind ever. And I should know, because I'm a teacher and I have 5-year-olds cooking cookies in my class, and they come out better than yours. And then I'll cry. So no, I just put the cookie in the bin to avoid all that. Anyway, good morning.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.
IntoYourHead.com.